There is no figure more revered in reggae music than Bob Marley, but there was another singer that Marley himself revered named Dennis Brown. Brown was less well known outside Jamaican communities, but his voice was an inspiration to all who heard it. And as part of our 50 Great Voices series, Christopher Johnson has this appreciation of Dennis Brown.
Let's say that Bob Marley is the king of reggae music, then Dennis Brown is what they call a crown prince.
High praise coming from the king's youngest son, Damian Marley. It's one of the genre's oldest debates. Who really rules classic reggae, Bob Marley or Dennis Brown? Even Bob Marley held Brown as the best reggae singer in the world. The name Crown Prince stuck with Brown for much of his 30-year career, but fans say he ranks second to no one.
He was our child prodigy because although I started recording way before Dennis, when Dennis started recording, he immediately became successful.
Reggae singer Freddie McGregor became friends with Dennis Brown in Kingston, where Brown was born in 1957. They first met at Studio One, the same place Bob Marley got his start. Brown was already being billed the Boy Wonder singing sensation when he stopped by Studio One to cut his first hit, No Man Is an Island. He was 11 years old.
No man is an island. No man stands alone. Treat each man as a brother.
Over the next three decades, he made more than 75 albums packed with hits. Dennis Brown was a force.
You can live in this world all by yourself. No, 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 you can't make it alone. And just as sure as you try to make it by yourself,
the key to Dennis Brown's success was his voice. Damian Marley describes it this way.
Dennis Emmanuel Brown, I would have to say joy.
Joy. The word leaps off of Marley's tongue. It's what Marley hears every time a Dennis Brown tune comes on.
You think I love you for just one thing. To you, my love.
Just have to fall in love with the voice, with the lyrics behind it. It's just soothing. You can just listen to one Dennis Brown after another and don't get bored. It's just hits after hits.
VP Record Store is a mecca for reggae and dancehall fans in Jamaica, Queens. George Burns is a DJ who helps run the place. He's out of breath, giving Brown props.
If I Follow My Heart, that was his first album. I remember I see my father with it, and I sneak it out and keep on playing If I Follow My Heart, If I Follow My Heart. Oh my gosh, that was awesome.
If I follow my heart, I'm gonna love you. And if I follow my tears, I'm gonna leave you.
Dennis Brown and Freddie McGregor shared stage and studio together. McGregor calls Brown my brother Dennis. Dennis with that incredible voice.
It's tremolo. If you listen to an organ, especially like a church organ, you would always hear tremolo, that sort of vibrato, which sounds soulful and deep.
Too long I've been a loner, trying to find a lover, while endless days seem so long, and still I have to carry on, living this way. It's such an easy game to play.
That vibrato sound brings out that soulfulness within vocals.
Brown became an international reggae star. Then, at the age of 42, he died in Kingston, felled partly by a decades-long cocaine addiction. That was 11 years ago. Damian Marley still sees and hears Brown's influence.
He's one of those persons who made it cool to smile in reggae music. To me, when I listen to his music again, I hear that he really loved singing. It almost sounds like my smile while he's singing, you know what I mean?
That Dennis Brown joy, it's still alive for Freddie McGregor.
I'm looking at a picture of myself and Dennis Brown. That was backstage at the National Arena in Kingston. I see that picture every day. Every day I see that Dennis Brown smile, you know?
Listen to McGregor. He's back there now. Back with his friend, the Prince, King, and brother. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Johnson.
Yeah, oh lady, you made me so very happy. Even the blind man could see it.
And if you'd like to get a look at Dennis Brown and hear more of his music, go to the NPR Music site. That's npr.org/music. While you're there, you can take a stab at figuring out next week's great voice by playing a little Name That Tune. You could receive a tote bag, which practically goes without saying, doesn't it? You can follow NPR Music on Twitter, at NPR Music. You can follow us at Morning Edition or at NPR Inskeep. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Monte.